Welcome everyone, and welcome to another recording and audio of our podcast recording of Worth to Wealth Podcast. I'm so excited today for us to be here hearing from my girl Akilla Robinson Tompkins, right, Miss Akilla?
Yes, Tompkins Robinson, so the man don't get mad at me. But yes, both of them.
Tongue twister right there. But this is the SEO queen, and I'm going to have her tell us a little bit more about how she got started and what her business is all about and the background and all of that. But again, I just want to welcome you all here. As we know, the Worth to Wealth podcast basically showcases boss ladies and women who are basically monetizing their skill set. They are using their worth to increase their wealth. And I just like to bring others on to the podcast to just give you all a little bit more inspiration and to hear from some of the real women who are just doing it out here. So Miss Akilla, we met
years ago, my God.
I know it's been a few years. Like this is,
I think it's been like 2014, 2015. So maybe almost, probably know each other almost 5 years.
It's been a minute. And we were both when and you probably had started a few years before me, but when I was looking to take my business online, and of course, like most of us have done, I was looking or listening and connecting with other women online, other biz owners who had gotten out there and just showing us the way. And I think you and I met in Kimra's group, right?
Yes.
Her mastermind group. She had an online marketing coaching program. So that's where I met Miss Akilla, and we've been connected somehow, some way in several groups and everything ever since. And as of this year, I finally she got me. I finally signed up and joined her membership, but it's really a great program, and I have her tell us a little bit more about that. But basically, Akilla is an SEO strategist, author, speaker, all things techie. Her brand now is Girl Get Visible.
Yes.
Correct. And I said that a little slow because you have rebranded and you did a switch up this year.
Yeah, we'll talk. I'll actually talk a little bit about that with your audience, because I'm sure everyone thinks, are they doing the right thing or do they need to change? And I'll talk about what I did.
Great. Listen, give us all the good, honey. Help us out. Then she also has the Girl Get Visible podcast. She has a workbook, which I also purchased. And I'll have you talk a little bit more about that. So, Akilla, go ahead. I think I, you know, probably gave like the overview, the highlights, but tell us a little bit more about you.
Well, first of all, I say thank you for having me on. I'm super excited to be here. One, because I love to talk about this, and two, because I definitely love to talk about it with my friends who we've known each other and been friends for years. Like, I remember we met first time in person in the city at one of Kimmer's parties. So I'm really excited to be able to come here and chat with you and talk about all the things that I have done and how they can help encourage someone else. So like you mentioned, my latest brand, or my current brand, is Girl Get Visible. And Girl Get Visible, it spawned from, I used to have Online Boutique Source. So that was the brand you met me with, Online Boutique Source.
Right.
Where I helped women with online boutiques, so online retails. One of my specialties for years, since even before that, when I used to do web design, so I did web design, which got me into e-commerce. E-commerce got me to online boutiques. And one of the things that kind of was with me the entire time was my ability to do SEO. And I always thought it was like, which we'll talk about my tech background, but I always thought it was like the nerdy girl thing, like, you know, I'm in the background doing a little SEO. And so a lot of people would ask me all the time, like, you know, I'm teaching women how to start their businesses. I'm teaching them how to get their websites up. I'm teaching them, you know, social media strategies and all kinds of things. And they're like, well, how do you get traffic? Like, how do you get people on your opt-in list? And how do you get people to your website? And what makes it so easy for you? Because I was doing what I see a lot of marketers do, where you tell people the second half, like how to sell, but they don't tell people how to get people to their site to sell it to them. And so when they ask those questions, like, I would always be like, well, SEO. Like, I write stuff and people find my stuff in Google and now they come to my site. That's what SEO is, for those who don't know. SEO is search engine optimization, and it's how the way you get to come up in the search engines like Google and Yahoo and Bing, that when people go and search for things, they find you, and then that drives that person to your site. So it's a way of driving traffic to your site. So I would be telling, you know, helping people with all these things. And when they had those questions, my answer was always SEO. And after a while, people were just like, why don't you teach us SEO? Teach us more SEO. So then I would teach my online retailers. And I had folks like first page for things like, you know, tan fedora hats and, you know, first page for, you know, their purses and stuff like that. And then other people, like my other friends who weren't necessarily retailers, my service-based mm-hmm. friends, they're like, well, what are you doing over there? I need to get SEO too. Right, and right, so right. That just evolved more and more and more into me writing the book, my SEO workbook, and really showing people and sharing with people how I do SEO. And then last year, once the book was finished, I spent like 2018 working on the book. I did a Kickstarter campaign. I funded the book. I wrote the book, all self-published. And so that was like my 2018, first part of 2019. And then finally I said, you know, I only really want to help people to get found and get out there. Like, that's really what I want to focus on, whether they're a retailer or a coach or a course creator. I really want to focus on how to get your business out there, how to get yourself out there, right. How to use your expertise. And that's where Girl Get Visible came from. And it really is like, it's girl with a comma, like, girl, get visible. So, because I'm always telling people to get out there, get your thing, you can do it. You know, so it was like encompass my whole, what I really want to do for all businesses, which is really to help them get found and get out there and get that traffic so you can sell to people. Most people have like brilliant products, amazing services, but no one knows where they are and no one knows who they are. And so that was what I really wanted to help more people do. So that's Girl Get Visible.
And I think that works that with the SEO thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Girl Get Visible, that more so helps to define SEO or match up with SEO, because of course, then you hear SEO, but then you see online boutique and you like, okay. So
yes, exactly. You know, exactly.
That's great. That's great. You know, we thank you for helping us to understand, because that's the thing, even though we hear, you know, SEO and it's thrown around or whatever, I still didn't understand really the power of it and what the difference was from just being online and just doing the marketing for the other things or whatever. I mean, again, you hit keywords and Google, whatever, and then search engine and whatever, whatever, but you still didn't fully understand and connecting the dots, because, and especially with, which is the question that I asked you when I was looking at the program, it was like, you know, you have the pool over here of Facebook ads and then being able to set that up and understanding that and doing everything you have, the mechanics behind that. And then you have SEO over here. So I was like, okay, which one, you know, works, which I know both of them works, but if they're out here like I was, you're still wondering when you have to decide, okay, am I investing in this one now? Or am I investing in this one? Or I've been paying for this one and I'm in this membership program, but now what is this SEO thing going to do for me over here? And where is it now that I'm going to use my time? So mm-hmm. can you answer that, you know? Yeah.
So, and that's a really good question. And you know me, I'm super real. Like, I don't say things just to make the sale. Mm-hmm. So that's really important to me, because that's how I always want somebody to talk to me, right? So I believe in what we call a marketing mix. So I believe that you do need other forms of marketing, but every form of marketing starts out with really understanding your customer and understanding what are the things that they're already looking for. What are the triggers that they already have? So I start with SEO, because if you understand what people are searching for and what people are looking for, you're always going to be able to use those triggers in every other piece of marketing that you do. So like I do talk about, I have a whole race method of how you come up with keywords, and the E in race is engage. So engage is literally take some of those keywords and use them in your social media. I don't say don't do social media. I'm never that person. But Now that you've got these keywords, now that you've got this key information that you know is already the hot button for your people, then now you can start using that other places. A lot of people take marketing from the standpoint of this is what I have to offer and what I think that you want to know and what I hope that people need to hear from me. So they do a lot of thinking and hoping and not a lot of like researching, asking their people, and really looking at the data. You know, I'm a data girl. So looking at the numbers behind, if there are 5,000 people searching for this particular keyword, why aren't you using it in your business? Yeah. But most people tell you they're not using it because that's not what they heard that people want, or that's not what their two or three people that they do know or customers they do have, that's not what they're telling them. And they just gloss over those. And I'm like, but there's data out there to tell you that 5,000 people are searching for this. Why don't you want to be the person they find? So SEO is really a lot about listening to your audience, understanding what it is that they're searching for, what they're looking for, and listening to the numbers. The numbers is purely what is going to drive what you need. Like I tell people all the time the story of how I landed on Online Boutique Source when I named Online Boutique Source. Like I said, I was doing websites. I was doing e-commerce websites. And to me, as a web designer, they're e-commerce. That we call them e-commerce. And you're thinking e-commerce could be online retail, could be an online store. Like there's all these different ways that you can say online boutiques, essentially online stores. And after I did the research is what led me to online boutique, specifically those words, online boutique. I did the research and I found out two important things. I found out that a lot of people were searching for specifically online boutiques. They weren't using the word e-commerce. That wasn't my girl. She was not using the word online retail. Most people don't feel like they're big enough to be online retail. So they're like,
well, it wasn't because you had an online boutique, but that was just a keyword thing.
I had an online, but to me, in my description, I was describing it as e-commerce. So I had and still have an e-commerce store.
Oh, okay.
But my people were searching for online boutique. And that's the thing, like I had to take it out of my head because I'm thinking about it how web designers think about it. But web designers weren't my target audience. So although as web designers, we're thinking e-commerce and we're like e-commerce, 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 because that's what WooCommerce is called and that's what Shopify is called. They're all e-commerce platforms. So from a technical standpoint, that's what I was thinking. But when I did the research, my girl's thinking online boutiques.
Okay.
She's thinking of like, if you watch like Real Housewives and stuff like that, everybody's got a boutique in Miami or a boutique in Atlanta. So she's thinking, I want a boutique business and I want to bring it online. So she's thinking online boutiques.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I went to start setting up the name and the content and what my business was going to be about, I stuck with what my audience was thinking, not what I was thinking. And that's one, I'm glad you brought that up because that's one of the most important things that none of us do when we are going through what are we going to write about? What are we going to say on social media? We're thinking about it from our standpoint and from our messaging and our language and what we're used to. And most of us, we're practitioners. So we're deep down in the woods of it. We know, like I tell you all the time about taxes, like, you know, the right words for what this should be called. Some other person is just calling it like numbers, right. You know, right. Or, right. You know, the feds, the feds give me back my money. They're not really thinking about it. Like, you know, the correct checks and balances and profit loss statements. They're not thinking of those things.
Which can be confusing at first, because when I was going through the exercise and we were doing the keywords, mm-hmm. Of course, for me, and this might help somebody out.
I'm sure it will.
You know, you would, like you just said, it's words that come top of mind for you that you see all day, every day, or that you used a lot. But then when I started doing the search, like for me, tax strategy was one that came up all the time. Was, you know, a few people would say, I found you because I did a search. Somebody told me I needed a tax strategist or a tax accountant, and that's how I found you online or whatever. But when I was doing the exercise with the research behind the keyword search, I was seeing tax strategy and all that, but I was seeing all of these other words as well that I had not been using, hadn't even thought about using, and didn't even come mm-hmm. top of mind. Because I guess those are things that they've been searching for, what they've been using to, and I'm still working myself through that now, that part or whatever. But I guess those were other words. What is it? The ranking, the key yes. ranking words or the ranking keywords that were coming up for me in my background and the research that I was using. Mm-hmm. So that takes me to this next thing, whereas, yes, the question that I had asked before about, okay, which one now am I going to be focusing on and using my attention towards, but actually you could be using a little bit from both, because obviously you would still do Facebook ad setup and search or marketing in order to reach your clients and, you know, connect with them or whatever, or marketing, another avenue for marketing. But also with the SEO, the information that comes up through the research of doing the SEO and the keywords and all of that gives you also another base and other content to use in building out like your ads in order to speak to your people, because now you are using some of those key language. Terms and everything that they've given you, along with seeing the stats and all of the other information from your website and all of that, that yes. helps you to be able to say, okay, this is where I need to drive it to, or these are the people or whatever, because it fed into, I mean, it was like a whole world that opened up when.
It's like opens up. And that happens for so many people. And I'm glad you shared that, because I'm sure somebody is like, whoa, I never thought about it that way. Mm-hmm. I have a strategy called content first. So similar to the profit first, and I know in finance, you guys may not like profit first, but a lot of entrepreneurs know about the book. But similar to that, where you focus on your SEO and your content first, and it gives you that base of what you can use other places. It also helps you with the dependency on using those other places. Like, even the best Facebook ad strategist is spending lots of money every month on Facebook ads. And I think, especially, you know, if you're just getting started or just getting out there, even the more experienced, like, who really wants their business to depend on, I've got to put $5,000 a month into ads? And if for some, you know, reason you can't put $5,000 a month into ads that week, then right. you're not going to get anyone coming to your business, because everything is so dependent on ads. And so that's why I use SEO and the
ads and fill it out, because ads, you know, you do a lot of testing with that from what I've heard, because I've yet to do like one.
Yeah.
But, you know, because there's a lot of testing or whatever with that, which is how you, of course, having the ads budget or spending the money. With mm-hmm. it, or at least maybe if you are doing SEO a little bit and this, it'll help, you know, close that gap some or whatever, even though you feel.
Well, not even, like I said, not even, like, I wouldn't even see it just as close the gap. It can help you completely eliminate when you don't need it. Like, I only run ads when I'm launching, like, for something very specific. And I mostly, when I do run ads, I run ads to people who've already seen my stuff. So I'm not going out to cold audiences. I'm not trying to find brand new people. I've already got those brand new people. Okay. The cold audiences and the brand new people are constantly coming to my site because they're finding me through content. They're finding me through SEO, Google, and they're coming to my site through content. So my, like, day one, my zero person, those people are coming in naturally. And when I do run an ad, my ad is only to retarget those people. So I'm spending less and I'm getting better results when I do. But the important thing for me is that my business doesn't depend on it. So if I don't run ads, like, you know, we know everything that's going on with the coronavirus and everything now, maybe some people are shutting down their ads. Maybe it's not a good time. I can tell you ads aren't doing that well because there's just so much in the news feed right now. And so if you shut down your ads this month, that's not going to stop your business from growing if you're using SEO. Because people will still be naturally coming to your site. The same thing for people who, if they're not even up to running ads, a lot of people like use Facebook Lives or going on, you know, posting on Instagram every day. What happens if you go on vacation? What happens if you, you know, get sick? What happens if you just get tired? You know, all of those things, the moment you stop doing it, they stop working for you. And one of the best things about SEO is that it doesn't stop. That content, as long as you've created it, it is still out there. It is still out there. It is still working for you. It is still, you know, it's still generating. Like, even like with you with this podcast, we talked about my podcast. I just hit 90K downloads and I hit nine, and I'm not the most consistent podcaster, I will warn you guys. When you go listen, there are some gaps, but during those gap months, I still get downloads.
And I said 900K, but I was just playing. But I mean, I knew
it's
it
okay.
Was high, though, still, because 900K.
It's on its way. I'm on my way.
It's almost 100K downloads. Yes. Yeah. So.
But even those, like every time, like because I've got them out there, because it's always out there, it's always, I could do nothing for a month and still get an extra 1,000 downloads.
And but what if they don't have a website? So now, somebody again listening to this,
okay,
saying, okay, yeah, I hear that, and that's good. And because even now, I'm just thinking about this. I mean, obviously, I have a site, but so now going back, if you have a new business owner or a business owner, they now know how powerful SEO is because they're hearing us talk about it. But now, if they don't have a site, now
well, you're in my program, so you know me. I'm gonna tell you first thing to do is get a site. Mm-hmm. You gotta build a home. Like, there's really no way around it. If you want to be a business, if you want to really make money in the business, you're going to need to build a home. So what I would say is, like, look at the things that you're spending your time on right now and divert them to building a website. And it does not have to be a fancy website. It does not need a web designer. I actually tell people, you guys know I'm a retired web designer. I tell people, do not hire for your first site. Do it yourself. But, you know, Shopify is a good platform. Squarespace is a good platform. WordPress is my preferred. I always love a good WordPress site. Only ones I don't like are Wix and Weebly. But anything like a Word in WordPress.org, so not a WordPress.com, so get hosting and install the software, do that whole little thing. But you really need to build a home, and that's what you need to think of it as, not as another task or another thing, oh my God, I'm going to have to do, but you need some place for people to find you. You need some place for Google to find you. You need a home that everything should come back to. Even if you are doing other forms of marketing, everything should lead back to home. That's the whole content first strategy. Content first is you've got a home first, and everything you do are little, like, you know, tentacles or little things coming from out of your home. Like, I do the analogy of having an island like Staten Island to Manhattan. And, you know, Staten Island, if you guys are from the New York, New Jersey area, Staten Island has like 2-3 bridges. Manhattan has bridges and tunnels and all these connections. And Manhattan, as we know, no one doesn't know Manhattan because that's New York. Staten Island is right there next to it. It's actually part of the five boroughs. And some people, if you don't live around here, they have no idea what I'm talking about. Right. If you don't know Wu-Tang, you have no idea what I'm talking about. It's a really good analogy because it shows you how when you've got this place with all these connections, people just naturally come and they're drawn to it. Whereas when you've got nothing, you've got nothing, and you will get nothing people. Like, you will always have to struggle to get people. So what I tell people if they don't have a website is that needs to be your next thing to put on your plate. I need you to get a website. Like,
really. Yeah, and it does, like you said, it gives you that home, you know, for mm-hmm. everything to reside on. It gives you the comfort of knowing, okay, yes, I do have something now. To redirect them to, and for me to have that home, because without that, again, you depending on the other marketing avenues that you've built out or whatever, and if something happens to them or happens to it, then it's like, okay, I mean, we know we had an email list or whatever, but I'm just saying right now, mm-hmm. Which the email list is another avenue, or your CRM is another thing, another part of it, but basically you still have your home where you're not just uploading your podcasts and your recordings and your, what is it, your digital products and all of that on somebody else's site or another place or location. It will reside on your website, and it will start, the root of it will be at your home base. Mm-hmm. And you can control all of that, which does help you now too, to be able to research and have your base in order to do your numbers and your research and your stats to yeah. see exactly who's looking for you and who your customer is, and just gives you all of that information to you. So
yeah. And the important thing is that it helps people to find you, and not just your customers. Like, we talked about this was last week, a week before last, in one of the group calls, and folks are always like, well, how did you get, like, I've been featured as, you know, one of the top e-commerce podcasts, and I've been, you know, featured, you know, as like one of the top people, top marketers to follow in 2018. I know it's 2020 now, right? But the reason how I get those, and people are always like, well, how'd you get that? Or what did you do to get that? A lot of times, like, they found me. I don't know how they found me. Well, I know how they found me through Google, but I didn't have to go out for it. I didn't have to look for it. I didn't have to prove I was something for it. They found me. They find me. And that's super important when we come to like getting out there, getting visible, you know, really starting to grow your expertise, is that you need people to be able to find you.
Right. You know, and that's actually given me the information and the base that I need too, in order to have some topics and ideas as well. But again, it's in this book to give you the ideas once I'm doing the research and coming up with the keywords and other information that I'm finding when I really dig down into the stats and everything, that then sort of sparks that the ideas and the creative thing about, okay, this is the content now, because now this, since I've seen what they've searched for and or the words and terminology or whatever they're using, depending on what's coming up, then that helps me to now say, okay, yeah, I can write about this, which is what you were saying. But until we get into the exercises and do the work.
Which whatever, I completely, you know me, I am never, I never judge when it hits. I just glad it hits. And I get that. And, you know, it almost leads
because back before to that, seriously, it is it's a whole lot. And again,
it is.
As I said, we met in 2015, it's 2020. 2014-15, it's 2020. So it's like it has taken a few years because it's a whole lot. And the more you look into it and dig into it, the more it becomes, it just mushrooms or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's something else. And you're like, Lord, okay, now I need to know this too. And now I need to do this too. And that, you know, but if you're in it for the long haul, and we'll talk about that too, but if you're in it for the long haul, this does help you.
Yes,
in
absolutely.
The long run. So we ain't gonna go into all that no more, because I know folks are like, really? I mean, like, I don't
we having our own conversation, right? I hope y'all still listening,
anyhow,
right? Someone is loving this conversation and taking notes.
Yeah, the techie people. Getting back to now the whole worth to wealth things. I hope you all are staying with us. Stay with us, people. We're going somewhere. The worth to wealth. You're doing basically, obviously, what you love. It's your passion, you know, it's work for you, while you're also accomplishing your mission, your vision of helping women. So speak about that. Like, speak to us about that. Like, what is your whole vision, mission, your drive behind what you do? Because I talk a lot to my clients, and to those who are like, okay, how can I make money? Or, you know, I want to start a business, but I don't really know what I like or what I'm interested in. And, you know, they go into this whole thing or whatever. And which I always say to them as well, or helping them to understand, first of all, your worth, you know, your wealth is tied to your worth. You know, do what you love. That way you can do it all day, all night, or whatever, and it will continue to evolve and not just pick something, you know, that makes money, even though sometimes you have to start with the quicker thing that you know to do. But it's basically by the work of your hands, whatever the skill set is that you're using in your 9-to-5 in your job or whatever, and you work 9-to-5, I do too, you know, which is another thing for the people, you know, that just like you monetize that and you're doing that, you can take that same thing and now go outside into now creating some other streams and things. So in doing that, obviously this has worked for you. You've been in business since how long?
I got my first EIN 2011. So it's been a long time.
Along with still doing the 9-to-5 thing and all that. But so obviously you have been able to reinvent yourself, you know, I don't know if you've done that many times or not, but still, you've been able to still remain in this phase, in this state, and just go and grow, you know, from there. So can you just talk to us about, you know, where that comes from, you know, in order for you, and especially now that we're in this place now with the coronavirus and all of that, and, you know, with this whole state that is thrown everyone in, with fear and the job situation and all of that. Can you?
Yeah, I'm really glad you talked about, you brought up the growth and kind of the transition too, because that's a lot of this, of my story and a lot of how I landed to where I am and what it is that I do now and how it affects what I do now. Like I mentioned, you know, I started with web design and then I was doing online retailers and then landed on this. The one thing that's pretty consistent across the board and even in a 9-to-5 is that I'm a little bit technical, a lot technical. I may or may not have a degree in information systems, maybe. Okay. So, but with that, I can tell you, you've seen me in person, but you guys who are listening to me, I'm only 5'1". So I'm also not the biggest technical person, mm-hmm. literally, physically. Mm-hmm. And with that, I've always had the whole playing what I knew down, you know, playing things like, oh, you know, people aren't going to understand. Like for years, even now, I tell people, I just work in computers. Like, I don't even tell people, like, the title or the software, right, or the program, right. Even SEO, like, what it is. Just, like, I work in computers because it's just so much easier for most people. And doing that and feeling that for so long leads you sometimes to downplay and leads you times to say, you know, well, it's either not going to be profitable or it's just not important or it's just not the thing that's going to work. This is, like, the program that I have going on now and even with the book, that's not even my first SEO program. My first SEO program, I did it when I was running online boutique stores, but I did a full, like, it was a boot camp, I think, for like 6 or 8 weeks, you know, one of those type of courses. And it was in like 2016, 2017. And it did mildly well, very mild. Very mildly well, but somewhere at the end of doing that and even promoting in the whole nine, my head said, people don't want to know about SEO. It's not as fun. It's not as flashy as all the other marketing things. And I shelved it for quite some time. And it wasn't until people pushed me. Like, I did not want to write this book, but it was not my idea. I tell people all the time, like, I did not wake up and say, I want to write a book. I'm going to write a book. Mm-hmm. I never was one of those people who was like, I can't wait to write a book. I was never none of that. But people kept asking me for it and saying, you need to put this in the book. You need to put this in the book. And so that's what eventually pushed me to say, you know what? Fine. I'm going to put this in a book. But initially, I was a little afraid and, like, not say shy, but I just didn't think it was important. I just didn't think that people needed it or wanted to hear it. I thought they'd want other things and rather do other things. And so
they do. Really, really. Yeah, we do want to really rather do other things. Like,
yeah, I mean, you're right. And even now.
SEO is not sexy.
It's not. It's not the sexiest thing. But
and it's where it is actually like getting back into, I mean, and I don't know, maybe it's me because, I mean, I'm a numbers person. But once I'm able to, once I see the stats, then that's what keeps me going because I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, it gives me this much information and I can see this, I can see that. And you just keep digging and digging and digging,
yeah.
You know, but for most, they're not automatically drawn to it or they probably shy away from it, obviously, because it is a techie thing. So, mm-hmm. You know, they can't wrap their mind or their head around
and
it.
Because
I'm here to say to the people though, really to help them help themselves, seriously. It's not as hard as it sounds or as hard as what we think it is just because we know it's a computer thing. Computer world's known for the geeks and technical people and all of that. It's really not that hard because the exercises are really general exercises that for me, of what I've seen in other not that it is the same as with other programs, but what I'm saying is it's just plain exercises.
Yeah.
It takes time, but where you do have to sit there and take the time and go through them, but it's not hard though. It's nothing that's hard.
Not at all. And a lot of it, and that's what I like about SEO and what made me dig more even into teaching it is that a lot of it helps you to express yourself. So you've got a gift. And when you do start looking at the numbers, you see that someone's searching for that gift. It may not be the person who's sitting in front of you or the person that you're talking to right now, but somewhere out there, there's 5,000 people, 10,000 people, a million people who are literally searching silently in their homes for that gift. And so when you see that, when you start to see those numbers, that is what really propels you forward. And what propelled me forward is that, you know, maybe the people I'm talking to right now, maybe I'm talking to the wrong people, like, be clear. Maybe the people who I know are my people aren't my people. Right. Because there are 5,000 people, and I just keep using that number, but there are people out there who are searching for this. And so once you start looking at that, that helps me, and what I help other people to do is you have a unique voice. Your voice does not have to be the voice that seems popular or that the crowd is going with. You've got a unique voice, and that voice that you have, that gift that you have, can be the thing to propel you forward. So everybody now, you know, everybody wants to be like a t-shirt business. Everybody wants to, you know, do business coaching. That may not be your gift. That might not even be the best gift for you. Maybe you have more than one gift. Like, I have multiple gifts. Wow. So it was really finding the one that was the best for me, that lights me up and lights my people up, you know? So, you know, for me, that gift was really helping people to get their gift out there. And in this case, I use content. And when you start creating content and you start sharing your expertise and people start coming to you for that, that is like the best thing ever. And that's the thing, like, you know, I teach people to do it, but it's also what happened to me. I kept talking and sharing enough about SEO that people kept pulling it out of me to say, we want this, we need
that's
this.
Good. That's
and the numbers were telling me that somebody's searching, and I wrote a book and a program and their people.
Now, you said a few things, and I hope I can remember. Okay. First of all, you went back to, or you said, about using their voice, which is, I mean, of course, what I say all the time, and of course several people, you know, everybody says all the time, but yes, because somebody is looking for you and what you do, and your voice lands differently on others depending on who that is that's looking for you. But the point is, somebody is looking for you and what you do and your voice. Yes. Even if it's the same subject matter, the same gig or whatever, you know, in the same industry. But the point is, it's not you.
Mm-hmm.
So don't ever shy away or don't back up off of, oh, okay, well, no, I'm not going to do that because somebody's already doing that and yada, 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 yada. But it's not you. So that's one thing you said. So you confirm that for my audience. And then the other thing is about the streams, like you said. You have created multiple streams. You're doing multiple things or based out of what you started and what you did. It has evolved into many things, which is, again, what I teach and talk about with the whole, not with tax strategy, but with the finance piece or whatever, is that you need to diversify and have multiple streams. And in times like this, obviously, you know, and not just depending on the 9-to-5 or having that, but it's always good to be able to, you hear my dog in the background because my husband just left. It's always good to be able to have something else to tap into or, you know, to connect from.
Yes.
In order to keep that open. So, you know, you're not closing that one avenue.
Mm-hmm. So, look, I got another business stream that's in my head right now about to come out in 2 weeks. I'm not telling you guys yet,
but I know that's right.
It's going to be completely separate. Like I mentioned, I still do have my retail store, and it's completely, like, if my name ain't on it, it's completely separate, a completely different thing. And I drive traffic to it using SEO, different SEO, like different keywords, different things. And
that
does that. And I've got another one that's about to come up soon. So yes, it can work.
That's good. And then you also mentioned, how this is not the first program or the first time that you've delved into this or done whatever. You had something else back in 2016, but that's also what I want them to know and understand, that, you know, that's where the longevity and, you know, the retention and everything comes from. You're not, the first thing you do or touch is not going to turn to gold. It's not going to be the thing that works for you or whatever. But if you stick with it, and if you just put your head down and just start somewhere and just start.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it evolve and you'll figure it out, you know, somewhere down the line. It'll come to you, it'll come out, and or you'll be doing multiple things, but the thing is just to get started.
Yes. You know? So and people will tell you, like, if I'd never done that back then, if I'd never done all the things that I mentioned, like if I'd never been a web designer, but I never did that, if I never did these things, I would never be here where I am right now. So I kind of had to go through those pieces in order to get to where I am right now. Would have never had a book if I hadn't done that program. Because most people wouldn't know and I even knew it. I would have just kept getting my little silent traffic in the corner, you know. But that's the thing that made people say, you know, we want this, or, you know, we need this, or, you know, put it in a book. I need a book. I need a book to just sit down with. And that's what I gave people. You need a book to sit down with. There you go. Sit down with the book.
Even though I got the book and it took me probably 2 years to sit down with it. When I decided to invest in a membership, I was like, oh, okay. And then found out that, oh, you are actually working from the book. Like, oh my God, so I really have to go, okay.
But I mean, people learn, and that's the other thing that's really important. People learn different ways. People mm-hmm. want things delivered to them different. And so how you mentioned that other people in the same industry could be doing the same things, some people just want things delivered to them different. Some people are very happy with just a book and that's just it. Some people rather do like a live event and have me stand there and talk to them for it, you know, talk them through it all day. Some people rather the membership or a course. Like, people need and want different ways of learning, and finding that sweet spot of what works for you and what works for your people. But know that even if it's not, like I said, you might be talking to the wrong people if it's something that doesn't align with what you want, but there's always someone else who's searching for that other way that you're delivering it. Mm-hmm. There's someone who's searching for an SEO course, just like they're searching for an SEO book. They just may be two different people, but there's someone out there. Someone needs a membership. Someone out there. Just know that there's someone out there searching for you, what you do, and how you want to do it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what are the, again now, so looking at where we are now and what all this, what's happening around us with the coronavirus and us having to now basically be on lockdown somewhat and we're teleworking, you know, working from home. What can you share as far as your aha moments and your lessons learned, rebound, anything surrounding that for the person out there now? Obviously, we're going to have those that haven't done anything, you know, may have been thinking about it, pondering at some point, but they didn't. And even back when we had the, because I'm with the, we had the federal, the government shut down, you know, you were thinking about that, or that was a warning to take heed of. But okay, that was over. Now we're here. Didn't expect something to come back around so quickly, but now we're here. You know, what is it that you can share with the women to empower, inspire, uplift, you know?
I would say, especially at a time like this, and like you said, things come around so quickly. I was about to say, well, we can't really help, like, you know, this might not happen again, but you're right. Something else very similar to it would happen again. But right now, like, I would say really lean into the gifts that you take advantage of. And I'll give you guys a really quick example of this Sunday what happened to me. So I'm in a sorority and we're doing a lot more things. Prior to what's going on now, they were just doing a lot more like video calls and presenting online and stuff like that. And a few weeks ago, we have a big group, a private group of just us. I put in a list of equipment, like, oh, if you're going to go online and do video, because, you know, that's what I do all the time. Like, if you're going to go online and do video, here's a mic that's good. Here's a camera that's good. Here's lighting that's good. So I gave like a couple of things that people needed that they thought was, that I thought was really good, and I knew would help people as they're venturing into this new thing that they're doing. People loved it, raved about it, yada yada yada. From that, and this was never my intention, but from that, I actually got somebody signed who wanted to work with me one on one on getting her stuff together because that's what she wants to do. And Saturday, we had a call. All of this before the pandemic, all of this not even related to the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And before I got on the call with her, I was really thinking, like, how many people need this information? Like, now, how many people are about to telework for the first time? How many teachers, I mean, especially my teachers, I'm like, y'all ain't never done this. Mm-hmm. You're about to, they're telling you to just teach online. And it is so much different than teaching in person in a classroom. How many people are nervous about this? How many people don't know the equipment list that I just quickly put together, you know, in a Facebook post in a group with my sororers? Like, how many people need this type of stuff that I could possibly help. And so very quickly, I just made a quick flyer in Canva and put it out there and told people, you know, Sunday, I'm doing a whole free session. Anyone who wants to join, who needs, whether you're an entrepreneur getting started for the first time, never did video, whether you're, you know, teacher, whoever you are, I'm going to just do this session. And I did things that to me, I've been doing for years. I've been, you know, creating videos. I've been doing slides for my personal, professional, my education. Like, I've always done slide decks. Not one part of my life does not need PowerPoint. So, I talked about putting together slides. I talked about, you know, color and fonts, things for my graphic design classes back in college. Like, all these things that are so second nature to me were so invaluable to the people that I helped this weekend. And so what I say in this time when you're thinking about what can I do, what should I do, don't go looking to see what's popular. Don't go looking like the t-shirt business. Don't do that. But lean into the things that you know that you do, that you take advantage of, that you're just like, oh, this is second nature to me. I could do that real quick. Don't even think about how you're going to make money on it yet.
Right.
First, think about how, who and how people need this. So who, like, I just named three groups that now need this information. Now, granted, I work with entrepreneurs business-wise, but there's two other groups out there, people who need this information. Right. Anyone could say, you know what, let me help these people with this. Let me dig deeper. Like, let me, you know, put my heels into this, you know? So that would be my first thing. My first thing would be find out, you know, look at the things that you do that you take advantage of. And then the second thing would be now start looking at who are the people that need it. Those different pockets of audience, because it could be multiple people that you never even thought of who need something that you already have that you've been doing so easily.
Right, right. And if nothing else, like their podcast, they can do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it just depends on what is it that interests them, you know, and that they love to do. And not that that's going to be the thing that you start out with first. But whatever it is that you have an interest in, you know, just start seeking that and filling that out and, you know, just get started.
Yeah. Really start talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I put this one post. I talked about it. No one would have ever even known if I had not mentioned it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I talked about it, and that's what spawned people showing interest. And so I guess that would be number three. Find your people, then talk about it. Like, say it out loud. I can do, or I'd like to do, or here's a little help with doing this. You know, those are the ways you get started. Because somebody, like I said before, somebody's out there searching for what you do and how you do it and all the things. Correct. So you've got to show up with it, really.
Correct. Well, you know, you have given us a lot of information. And I hope, the listeners were able to take basically some part of the conversation that we had today in order to help them, you know, to get started and take that leap, jump out there, you know, and start at least filling out whatever it is that they want to do. And if you're already doing something, then now taking that to the next level and being able to continue to move and have that momentum to keep going. Because again, as you can see with where we are now, you know, it's just going to take not just motivation, but it's really going to take that stick-to-itiveness for you to really just hang in there and to keep going, because business is not about something that is going to start this year and that's it and you don't need it or whatever. You know, you're going to have to be able to go the distance.
Yes.
What you have, and going the distance is a part of that, just being able to pivot, figure it out and keep moving and just continuing to grow, you know, and get better as time.
I like that. Go and grow and get better. You got to make that a tweetable. Yeah. Go and grow and get better.
Yeah. Because you're not going to know everything and you're not going to always have all the answers, you know, but, so I just want you all again, you know, I'm just bringing individuals here to help you to see, you know, people who are out there doing it and, you know, giving you a little background on how they started, where they are, what they're doing in order to help you to you know, keep moving and, you know, monetize and create your own economy, because that's basically what you want to do or be able to do. You know, I just stop at one thing. So, Akilah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. This has been great. I hope everybody got a lot out of this, and you know, listen to it again and again and again.
And again. Yes. Please, tell us as we're going out, how can they find you, where you are, you know, the different groups or whatever, how they can connect and stay connected with you.
All right. The best way to connect with me is I'm on Facebook more than anywhere else, but I am Girl Get Visible everywhere. So I'm Girl Get Visible on Facebook. I'm Girl Get Visible on Instagram. I'm Girl Get Visible on Twitter. But I am on Facebook just about more than anything else. I would say come on over to Girl Get Visible and I'll be there.
All righty. Thanks again.
All right. Bye, guys.
For you all shortly. Bye.